So in this episode of the LeaderSmith podcast, I'll be talking about 7 leadership lessons from the 2020 election. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The LeaderSmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So in this episode, I'll be talking about leadership lessons that we can cull from the 2020 election. It's not partisan. It's not very hard to figure out where I stand politically, which side of the aisle I'm on, but I'm not talking about pro-Trump or pro-Biden. In fact, it looks like congratulations will be in order for Mr. Biden unless Trump can pull a rabbit out of his hat and find some malfeasance somewhere or prove to the court that ballots should not be counted because they're past the date or something along those lines. Setting all of that aside, I want to talk about specific leadership lessons. So the first one is this: watch people's reactions when they think that they're winning. This is just a good advice for any time in life, but are they gloating when they're winning? Are they humble? Are they kind? What are they like? You can tell a lot about people. For a long time, people thought Biden, 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 Biden. On election day, they started thinking, oh, maybe Trump's going to pull it out. And now they're thinking Biden, Biden, Biden again. So if you look back at their Facebook feed, you'll be able to tell based on the date and the time of day where they are. Are they gloating or are they kind? You can tell a lot about people by that. The second one is this: wishing change is nothing. Hope is not a method. If you're glued to your TV or arguing with Facebook, just stop it. So if you're arguing on Facebook, what do you hope to gain? Unless you're a lawyer doing a recount, it doesn't matter at this point. Action is everything, and action only mattered before the election. Maybe you could argue prayer changes something. Okay, that's fine. But action, action, action. Hope is not a method. Don't just wish, do things, and be the voice of reason. So when you say, it's not my president, that's a temper tantrum. Stop it. Don't do that. Just recognize that whoever's duly elected swears the oath is your president. Sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't. If they don't, grow up, own responsibility for what you can do where you are. Number 3 is this: divided government is generally positive. The market's like that. Anybody who's been following my Facebook threads knows that instead of following polls, I follow the markets, the betting markets, the stock market, things along those lines to see what signals they're sending. So I was watching Maria Bartiromo, and she was talking about how the markets are up. Well, why are the markets up? The markets like divided government. Why do the markets like divided government? And it looks like the Republicans will hold the Senate. The House is pretty firmly in Democrat hands, and it probably will go to Biden. But what does this mean? It means politicians have to play nice in order to get things done. They have to cooperate. Now, when you're working together, there's an analog to the office. Very often in the office, we're in silos. We're in different departments, and marketing doesn't listen to research, and who doesn't listen to production. But when they can all get together, when they can all play together and listen to each other, those diverse perspectives strengthen our final outcomes. So playing nice is a solution for getting things done. Number 4, whoever wins, it will be hard to govern. There's a reason for that. There's such a contentious election, and it was the same thing in 2016. Like, think about, roll back the clock 4 years. It didn't matter if Trump won or if Hillary won. Whoever came into power then was going to have a difficult time governing because it was such a contentious time. So if you have contentiousness before the election, you're going to have contentiousness after the election. Joe Biden was talking about how, well, we're going to come together and heal, and I'm the one that can help us heal. I'm not convinced about that. The disputes are fine, but the rancor, the perniciousness that has gone into the election itself is going to spill into governing afterwards, and that's going to be a hard thing. So I've seen this before. There's a local municipality where they had the same kind of thing in a mayor's election not too long ago. It was only within the last decade, and it spilled over, and that particular mayor had a terrible time governing for the next 4 years. They agreed. I went back and calculated. The mayor and his council agreed not more than 3 times over the course of his entire tenure in office. And the reason was that they just hated each other, and they agreed on piddly things. things like the trash service is terrible, or light rail would be a good thing and it's a non-binding resolution. It was terrible. So that's what's going to happen moving forward. It's not going to be kumbaya come January. Number five, you can't buy an election. Jamie Harrison spent $103 million trying to unseat Lindsey Graham. You can't buy it. I mean, you either are the thing or have the message or you don't. And Jamie Harrison spent, and you can't do that. Tom Steyer spent $200 million on his run for president, and you're like, Tom who? Yeah, that's right, Tom Steyer. If you live in my media market, you remember the commercials, but you don't remember anything about them. Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg is a trillionaire. Tom Steyer is a trillionaire, and thought, well, Trump ran and he's a trillionaire. Why can't I? He spent $500 million and he was shut out. I mean, nobody wanted him. So money is not the silver bullet that you think. You have to have a good message. You have to have a good in organizations. You have to have a good value proposition. In fact, there's this great line by David Ogilvy that said, great marketing only makes a bad product fail faster, right? So you can't just rely on money. You have to have a good value proposition and be something that the people want. Strategy is also more important than money, as you will see when you look at the Electoral College map. Number six, and this was really interesting. As I was watching this election, as Arizona flipped and turned blue, I was thinking, wow. Because I remember Cindy McCain was cutting commercials for Joe Biden. Remember, Cindy McCain was John McCain's wife, the Republican Party nominee just a few years back. So what came to my mind with number six was there's a proverb that says, a brother wronged is more unyielding than a fortified city. That's Proverbs 18:19. So remember when Trump was saying something bizarre, like, well, he's not a war hero. He was a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured. One, that's a dumb thing to say, but let's just set that aside. McCain was the no vote for overturning Obamacare. They had like 70 votes in the House when they knew that they couldn't win, and a House in the Senate when they knew that they couldn't win. When they could win, McCain was the final vote that voted no, and his reason for voting no was to stick it to Trump. Okay, then McCain passed on. Cindy McCain's cutting commercials against Donald Trump. Just remember this. A brother wronged is more unyielding than a fortified city. Okay, number seven. This is the last one. Nothing is more certain than that everything changes. Okay, so you're not running. Generals are always fighting the last war, and same thing in politics and same thing in business, right? So if you're trying to run the last war or the last election here, it's not going to matter because this isn't the last election. This is this election. In this contest, I told my wife a couple years ago, I was concerned about Biden because I think he's Trump's greatest threat, I said. And she was like, really? Why? Well, because he can speak that blue collar thing that Trump took, where he took, you know, Trump took Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio in the last election. And that was generally kind of more blue territory, more Democrat territory. But Joe Biden could speak that better than Trump could. And it looks like, you know, Wisconsin and Michigan and Minnesota and, you know, so they all went blue again. So Trump didn't have Hillary in this election. This election was different than the last election. And so what Hillary turned off over there, Joe Biden turned back on. So you can't fight the last war. So while you can give general advice about how do you lead or how do you market or whatever, remember, everything's different in every scenario. You can't just give advice like, you know, because, you know, there's general advice. Don't lie. Have a good strategy. But otherwise, everything changes. So you need to understand that you're dealing with specific circumstances and you need to address the specific circumstances as they are right now. And that leads me to the quotation for contemplation for today. Heraclitus said, you cannot step into the same river twice. And the reason is, it always changes. The river is still named the same way, but every droplet of water is different the next time you'll step into it. And that's the way it's going to be with the next election. That's the way it's going to be with the next marketing campaign that you have in your business, or the next time you sit down with a new customer, they'll be different. So you have to remember that you're dealing with something different. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode, and I hope that helps you just grab some new understanding and some new ideas that you can apply in your business.